Hello there again. I'm Lola and we will have another episode full of action and strategy today. Before we proceed with today's episode, we would to thank our sponsor, Forge of Empires. If you want to try something new, you can visit games.lol and search for games of your preferred genre. Download it on your PC and enjoy some time playing the game on a bigger screen. Let's start our episode today with Lola, aka Live Optimized Language Audio. I am here again to share a game that is similar to SimCity and Clash of Clans. However, it also differs from the two with its turn-based strategy elements. Are you interested in building your own city while you also get to travel to several ages? You will be given a chance to live your dream of becoming a lord or king. Start your own civilization during the Stone Age and help it grow until the future. Keep your kingdom under your command and give YR best to turn it into an empire. Do you think you will enjoy the game? Forge of Empires will surely test your management skills and your tactical powers. Join a chieftain who found his settlement during the Stone Age with very few resources. Show your strategy to develop your city in various ages of history in the browser-based empire game. You have to prove yourself that you are a worthy ruler and lead your way to victory. Forge of Empires will be your best empire building game when you join and start constructing your first settlement. When and how did it all start? Published in 2012 by the creators of Tribal Wars and Grepolis, it was the newest online strategy game. Since then, it has been one of the most successful in its genre until today. Have you noticed its outstanding visual appeal combined with strategic gameplay? Together with its brilliant quality, it has already built a huge community where players from all over the world are brought together. How are you as a ruler? You will be responsible of establishing a city and you have to keep it safe at all times. Your city will be a small one at the beginning and you will have to grow and develop it to advantage to the next age. In each era, there are certain quests that you need to complete before you can go further to the next. While you are constructing new buildings, you will also be researching for new technologies to adapt to various changes. However, as the number of buildings that you have also increase, you will see that you will no longer have enough space. You should to expand your city by having your own army. Gather your troops that will help you conquer new territories while they also protect you from other rulers who will also try to take your space. As a king, you will be responsible to build a city and protect it from other rulers in nearby places. What do you need when you start your construction? You need high buildings in your city and each one will have its purpose in your city's development. Its appearance will change for every age that you enter. New technologies are also necessary when you upgrade and develop your city as well as unlock other functions in the game. Look for specific tools and materials that you can use to strengthen your troops and armies that will help to improve your city's defense. When you have a strong army, it will be easier to conquer new territories or you will have a tough defense against the attack of your enemies. Resources are necessary during construction or when you research new technologies. There are several ways for you to gather your resources and earn funds for your upgrades. Make sure to save your resources and be ready for the updates. When you are still starting out, it may take a while to save up. If you want it a little faster, spend real money in in-app purchases to buy the resources you need. It will speed up the process and you can easily start your upgrade. Do you know that there is a bigger world outside your city? There is so much more to explore because you don't just play within your territory. Sooner or later, your city won't have enough space for new as you grow and develop, so you need to explore and expand. However, the territories around you are also occupied and it is no surprise that inhabitants become hostile. Your trained troops will come in handy because they will help you to conquer new territories. Your strong army will not only guard your city but it will also protect you from other conquerors who want to take your land away from you. If you don't want to fight, you can also negotiate with other players so you can take control of a particular territory. Is it just another kind of multiplayer game? Forge of Empires allow you to play with other users, but you have to be careful because they can either be your friend or foe. You can trade resources with them, but you have to find the right trading partner who needs what you have and provide what you need. You can also negotiate with them, especially if you want to expand your empire. This is a strategy that you can use to save your troops and resources because there's no need to battle with a certain player who owns a territory or is after your empire. If a player wants to battle, keep in mind that you will be facing the more influential type. Usually, these are older gamers or the spenders who will use a lot of money to get stronger in the game. Whichever way you choose, it will have an impact on how you play the Majestic Online game. Are you ready to start your own game? I'll let you have your way. We will have another episode again next week. I'm Lola, and be sure to tune in for more exciting news and updates. See you again soon.